I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Writer Jack Greer has two non-human loves, water and words. Last week, we heard about how Jack spent decades using words to promote the health of the Chesapeake Bay. Now, we hear about how he and his wife, Bobby, sold their home in Annapolis and spent most of the last 4 years living on their 40-foot sailboat in the Caribbean.
Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.
You know, and we really wanted to get to know the islands. You know, we didn't want to just pay the nickel tour and go through and see something and take off. And we also wanted to get closer to some of the people who live there. And oddly enough, some of the people we got closest to were people who ended up working on our boat, which is really funny because I would run into these things I just couldn't fix. You know, they're just beyond me. And at one point, we essentially replaced our whole engine. And so we made friends with local folks who knew how to do that kind of stuff, really good mechanics, and often working without particularly good facilities. But they were amazingly resourceful and very handy and just good, you know. The boat that took us to the Caribbean was a 40-foot sailboat designed by Chuck Payne. It was based on an Intrepid 40 and sort of a custom design.
Now, Intrepid 40?
Is a Cape Dory boat.
Cape Dory?
was a company.
Okay.
That went out of business, and the moles were taken to Robin Hood Marine in Maine. And that's where they finished off about 8 boats, and one of them was ours. So there are not very many of them out there, but a really great sailing boat. It's sort of a combination of traditional up top, but fairly modern down below with a bulb keel and that kind of thing. So a lot
bulb
of fun
keel?
To sail. Yeah, bulb keel. We need a glossary here. You know, when the keel comes down from the boat down
yes.
at the bottom, instead of making it really long, what they do is they take the keel and they squash it at the bottom, essentially, and make a bulb. So that instead of being a long keel, it's now got all that weight in this sort of torpedo shape. It makes it so you don't have to be in such deep water,
yeah.
but still gives you the weight.
Was this wood, fiberglass? What was
this? This boat is fiberglass, although it has a lot of teak. So it doesn't feel like a fiberglass bottle.
This is you and your wife.
Right, yeah.
Closeted in a 40-foot narrow space. So what was this space like?
Well, you're really getting to the heart of the matter here.
Yeah.
You know, the boat is for boats, you know, fairly spacious. I mean, it's got great headroom, has a nice berth up forward, and then sort of a sea berth in the main cabin and a settee with a table, like a U-shaped table, and a little galley and a head, which is a bathroom, up forward. So it was very comfortable. And actually, this boat had a little aft cabin also with a very nice teak door, but unfortunately, it was our garage. So everything was in there. Sails were in there, spare gear, our emergency stuff, and anything you could possibly think of was in that space, and we could close the door, fortunately. But it was, you know, physically fine. Although, you know, being on a boat for a long time, you can get antsy. I know I did. Being on the boat for about 4 years,
okay.
you know, I love sailing, but sometimes it's great to get somewhere, get out and stretch your legs, you know, just move around. And, you know, psychologically it's challenging because you are with another person in a very short space. So you have to accommodate in lots of different ways, find your own spot, you know, in your head and physically and be able to get along. I really try not to sweat the small stuff if I possibly can. And I usually take numbers of deep breaths before I say something, which I've always found to be a good idea.
How are you different on a boat and on land, or are you?
Well, on a boat, sometimes I'm a very can-do person, which really surprises me. I mean, it's surprising in that, you know, you can get up on a boat if you're underway, say, and have a cup of coffee, you're trying to wake up, you're trying to say, okay, let's get going here, and all of a sudden something breaks. This time it was a block that has to do with our big Genoa jib. And I've been sailing for a long, long time. Never had this happen before. It basically, the bearings went out and it just froze up and we couldn't get the jib in or out. It was just stuck, you know. And
it's stuck in or stuck out?
It was stuck out because we were sailing at the time. And the wind was blowing 20 knots and we were nearing the Gulf Stream. So the waves were building and we really needed to get it in, you know. So suddenly you go from this kind of sleepy, I'd like another cup of coffee mood to, oh my gosh, you know, and you are leaping around, you know, and your brain kicks into high gear because with 20 knots of wind on a jib like that, I know people who have broken fingers trying to deal with that because it's a tremendous amount of pressure, many, many pounds of pressure. So you can't just like grab hold of this. It's wrapped around a winch and secured, you know, so you can't pull. If I took it off the winch, it would just simply run away. I mean, there's no way you could hold it. So you start thinking really fast. So I remembered that I had a snatch block down below. So I went down and grabbed that, hooked a snatch block to the sheet and on and on.
Define snatch block.
Okay. A snatch block is something, it's a block, which is like a pulley, but it has a little shackle on it, which is a clip that allows you to put it anywhere. So whereas most of these blocks are like screwed into wherever they belong, this one you could take and you could snap it somewhere. It also had a releasable bail, which means I could actually pull the bail off, which is the pulley, the round part, stick the line in there and snap it back together. And I've now captured the line. So I gradually was able to lead the line through that block instead of the blown up block and regroup. But it's times like that, you know, where you draw on energies you didn't think you had, including going all night long. You know, like you'll, like things will happen as did with us where your watch system of like 3 hours on, 3 hours off suddenly gets blown out of the water because all hell's broken loose. And so you find that you're both awake for hours and hours and you're operating on no sleep. You know, so you're doing all this stuff. Sometimes you're not even eating, although you try to keep, you know, regular schedule there so you don't get wasted.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
In head and body.
Yeah. One thing I like about sailing is that, and I like it in terms of my writing as well, is that it makes you focus on the world out there. You know, you just cannot get lost in your own head because things have to be done. You have to react. It's on a boat, you can't say, oh, there's a leak in the boat. I think I'll look at it tomorrow. You know, I mean, you sort of have to look at it right away.
Jack Greer still writes about water, but these days it's mostly fiction. He grabs time for writing between bouts of boat maintenance or while back in the Blue Ridge, Virginia cabin, where for the last 4 years he and Bobby have sheltered during hurricane season, and where they now live.
We had this plan, a little bit crazy, but so far so good, to sell our house and live half-time on the boat and half-time in the mountain cabin. So we are now living in the cabin, and it's been wonderful there. I love it. It's very remote, I have to say. There's not a lot of other folks around. We're practically in the Shenandoah National Park, but it's a great place to write, and it's a great place for me to be. I'm very determined to sort of harvest these moments in my life right now. I mean, it's just very special, something I've looked forward to for a long, long time, both the sailing and being in the mountains.
And writing. Sailing pictures and a link to Jack Greer reading the start of a short story are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.